is the P1 podcast for September 14th, 2008. Money, money, money.
Your favorite song.
Oh no. I worked so hard this week to get the song out of my head.
Na 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 na. I am the ham. We're gonna be some friends.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is so bad. These are my rock moves, actually, right now.
This is how you rock out.
These are my drum moves.
I am not moving for this.
Danny's not moving to the music in our rock room.
This is horrible.
I'm in a rock room.
Hey, Danny, you want to see a rock move?
You are supporting Satan right now.
You want to see how I dance drunk?
We've already seen that.
I forgot, yes.
Only you're wearing a shirt this time.
Oh, yes. Oh, got my rock move.
Wow, you saw my mosquito bite cheeks?
Oh, no.
Oh. Here, let me scratch it for you.
Whoa, I saw that.
Hi.
That's all padding, so it's
Hi,
all good.
Hi, everybody. Wow. Can you believe it? We're at episode 14 on the 14th of September.
Hi, Quimmy.
Hi, Peaches. Hobbity-bobbity. Hobbity-boobity. Good afternoon.
Gewürkeburger.
That's our favorite wine. So hello. Welcome to another wonderful, exciting, moving, inspirational, just the bomb podcast. What's up? Hi.
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 Hi. Hi, Sweezeboy.
Hello.
Hi. I know you. We're friends. So today, it's just the four of us. It's a very intimate orgy this afternoon. I mean podcast. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. So today, we are missing our fifth seat. Sanjaya has the babies.
Yes. It's like being in heaven.
Bobby couldn't make it. And Ayo's probably...
fallen off a skate ramp somewhere.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Just like on YouTube.
So here we are. And the group of us is myself, Miss P1, Tia, the best ever, Quimby. Hi. Hi, guys. Hello.
Hello.
It's me. I'm so humble. I know. You guys are amazed at my humbleness. But I'm the best. I mean, when you're the best, you're the best. What can I say? Anyhoot.
Oh, my God.
Anyhoot. So there's not much going on in my life. I still hate my job. I put my iPod under lock and key now. And in general.
You mean your brand new iPod Touch?
This story again?
Yes. And so... generally, I'm feeling pretty good. Had a decent weekend.
Well, we can all breathe now.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad you can. And if you didn't know this other lovely man voice in front of me, that's P1 Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Danny boy.
Danny.
Danny.
How's it going, guys?
How are you?
Why are y'all lowering your voice?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love Danny.
Worst song ever.
Slam.
That's your favorite song.
Not
it's a ringtone.
Yeah, right.
Don't lie.
That would be an awesome ringtone.
Tell the truth.
No.
That would be a great ringtone for you, Danny.
Opposite.
So how was your week?
It was pretty good.
How did you enjoy your time at the P1 Hall of Fame?
Dude, it was bomb. Like, we got to get into that later on, but it was an incredible weekend.
Yes, you looked spiffy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Danny wore some new clothes.
No.
I was so...
Stop lying.
Danny wore clothes?
No.
Danny wore jeans.
No.
Oh!
Stop lying.
Statement.
And a button-up shirt with a collar.
Stop lying.
That's like Iron Man wearing anything but his Transformer shirt and jeans.
Oh,
no.
Look who's in chat. Sick burn. Ouch.
Hi, man.
She will be at my house later. You can punch her in the face.
Yeah. Make sure you bring your Wii remote and shove it where the sun don't shine.
She'd enjoy that, though.
She was like, oh, sweet. Does it vibrate?
Yeah.
It does vibrate.
Oh, no. So, Andy Hoot. And right here next to me. Oh, space boy. Calm it down over there. The other girl today is Miss P1 Peaches.
Oh, my God.
Peaches?
Hi, Kume.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm tired.
Why so tired?
I know. I wish I could say it was because of something really cool. Like, I went to TJ and saw, like, a donkey show and didn't get home until, like, 2 a.m.
But that was last week.
But yeah, that was... that was... just had some, some stuff go on last night and didn't get to sleep and couldn't get comfy and just it was lame. But I'm good. I'm ready to rock for you guys. I am ready to go.
Get her done. How was your week, Peaches? Anything special happen?
Well, you know, not really. Other than the Hall of Fame broadcast, which was the shiz. Nothing really, just normal.
Peaches.
Oh.
Yay. That's my girl right there. We're BFFs now.
Peaches.
And also on the show today, that guy over there who's kind of cool. He's kind of known. Somebody might know him as P1 Space Boy. I don't know.
Sorry.
Hey. Hi. How are you, Space Boy?
Whatever. I'm never going to stop doing it.
Oh, I'm so busy right now.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I'm trying to finish a CD.
For Wingardium Leviosa.
Yes. Yeah. Recording vocals, recording guitars, writing songs. It's never ending.
It's like the real deal. And do you think you're going to get picked up with the CD?
Tell them the story you told me.
Which story?
About how you requested.
Oh, yeah. There's this big Harry Potter party happening on the 1st of November. People got to pay like a lot of money to get into it. It's like $55 just to get in the door. I'm like,
whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, Skrill.
So,
dude.
Wow.
So we were approached at our last gig by this one woman who says, we want you guys to play. And I'm like, oh, cool. So
VIP.
We haven't been confirmed yet. Uh-huh. And there's only one major artist. Sorry. There's only one major. I've been sick.
Well,
artist.
Expecto Patronus
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
There's only one artist on the website right now. And so one of the other ladies says, well, we only got one person solidified. Why don't you ask that other band, Wingardium, something? So we've been requested by more than one person to go to this party. So
wow.
That's really cool. That's
man.
That's a.
Oh, my God, you're famous.
You are the coolest.
I know a rock star.
Will you sign my CD?
Oh, my God, sign my bra.
I will sign breasts and butts.
And my junk.
And then I'll go immediately to the tattoo parlor.
I need one
parlor.
Of those fine point
pens. Oh, yes. Yes. He beat me to it.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. I'm slightly offended-ish.
Offended-ish?
What?
Oh, no. He's going to cry.
Abracadabra. Whatever.
Yeah.
So here we are today. We are a foursome. The Today Show is fair and balanced. Two girls, two boys. Actually, I don't know. Space Boy. You turned a little towards our side because you love us. Because we have breasts.
I love the ladies.
So yes. He likes to be with us more.
So you're all on your own, Danny. See you later.
Whatever. I got breasts too.
Yeah, you do.
Boobs.
And a badge.
So, you know, it's
a man's ear.
Only a few of us here today. I say, why don't we talk about a place with lots of boobs and vaginas? It's a little place, and it's called P1 Site.
.com.
Boobies and vaginas.
I thought you said we had that there.
Yeah, we do.
Opposite.
Yeah, we do.
Opposite.
We
yeah,
could.
We do. What? We do now.
No, the boys scare them away too quickly.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Hey, all you horn dogs, lay off the new girls, okay? Just because she's pretty doesn't mean she wants to talk to you. Oh, burn!
He didn't even want to go out with me.
We could burn.
We could have PM sex.
Yeah, if you guys want. Yeah, if any of you guys. Like,
nobody ever does
like,
that on P1 site.
No,
if you want our girls to join P1 Stop.
The P1
Stop. P1
Stop.
What
it is your P1 Stop.
It is your one stop shop for P1 Stop.
Nice recovery.
Yeah.
For P1 Shenanies.
Gosh.
That would be a great P1 name. P1 Shenanies. Someone should steal that.
Yeah. Hey, I have some information for you guys on P1 site. If a girl joins, leave her alone.
No, but then she'll never go out with
you. You're lame if you're going to harass a girl on the internet.
She'll never go out with me.
She
fall in love with me.
She thinks you're a dork.
Oh, no.
Okay. That we're yeah.
Especially if you don't post an avatar of yourself, we know. We just
Please
we
just
know.
Let the single girls be. Let them, you know, enjoy P1 site.
Not everybody can have voluptuousness like me.
Like me.
I know. Not all of us are allowed
I'm
to have.
So articulate today. It's ridiculous.
Articulate. So, P1 site. So, the numbers. have been going through the roof.
Sorry.
Okay.
So weird. So weird.
Just in case you guys didn't know, as of today, we have 612 members on P1
wow.
site.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Our newest member being, maybe some of you might notice this name, P1 Uncle Albert.
Oh.
Is our newest P1. Huh?
I know
Uncle
him.
Uncle Albert. He's old school.
Yeah.
Oh, is
yeah,
he? Old school.
He's been in the studio like way back before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's awesome. I'm very excited to have him.
That's cool.
Danny doesn't even know who he is.
I'm a horrible P1.
P1, P2, Danny.
P1, P2. Is that P12?
Oh, that's a really bad rating.
Ouch. You're not even like a private in the P1 army.
You're not even available on the preset. That's really bad.
Oops. Yeah. I'm going to go put on my Hall of Fame jacket.
Are you going to go cut yourself?
I'm going to go put on my Hall of Fame jacket and cry.
But you're not going to walk around the casino with it and act all cool?
And then try to hit on anything with
the
vagina.
And the
Hawaiian
know
tropic
and
about. Hit on Zed's chick.
Oh, I do not.
And then be really cool and
mouth.
Help take down
shut
the setup. Because you want everybody to say, look at me.
Anyway,
1, 2, 3.
Moving on. Moving on. Look over here. Moving on. Moving on. Stop.
Space White loves it. Oh, I wish you guys could see
the whole. The whole time we were eating dinner at the Hall of Fame, at the buffet, the whole time Kyle was just giving me looks because I was sitting next to him. And every time he would start talking to me, I'd just give Kyle a look and Kyle would be like, ah!
That's messed
oh,
up.
Wicked burn.
You guys here we go.
Slide knows what's up.
Yeah,
Slide to the
right.
Chat. Slide knows. Slide knows. Slide was my friend at the P1 Hall of
awesome.
Fame. I loved it. Yeah, on P1's site, we have all of me, Danny, Peaches, and Space Boys pictures up on our photos section. So you can go and have a look at. Danny's looking at me like he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I just checked out for a second. Sorry.
Was it that boring?
What happened?
Are we boring you?
Yeah, a little.
Would you like to go do something else?
Can I go to the bathroom?
Entertain yourself? Sure. Well, I'll listen to you piss.
I'll be right back.
And we'll imagine how small your wiener is.
Do you need help in there? Can you reach it?
Yeah. Can you come with me?
Do you need some tweezers to get it out?
Tweezers.
So look, I'm in fourth grade again.
Oh man. But yeah. So all four of us took pictures at the event.
Yeah. Yeah
Danny
yeah.
compiled them,
oh,
and
yeah,
we have a slideshow
yes,
of pictures.
That's right.
Yes. You get to see my very pretty dress I wore to the ceremony.
You looked. Oh, you looked amazing.
Thank
you. Looked
you.
So good. I thought, no, really, you looked so pretty.
I tried.
And your mom and dad were the shiz.
Oh,
yeah.
My mommy and my daddy came, and my dad came up to me, because I thanked my father in my speech.
With my juice box.
And my dad comes up to me after the speech is over, because they were going to leave. He comes up to me and goes, you know, I loved your speech, Katie, especially the part where you talked about me.
Yeah.
And, this is what I've been waiting to tell Spaceboy. My dad loved you.
Really? Why?
He said when you put up the peace sign, he's
the only one who will get it.
My dad lost it. Yes. Yeah. He was like, nobody else but me is probably in the audience got that. Like,
was that Nixon who did it?
Yeah, and then
yeah.
I also shook my jowls.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
My dad loved that. That was the one thing, after it was all said and done, that he commented on.
That's awesome.
He loved it so much.
Your mom was so cute, too. Because is she for Palin or against Palin?
She's 100% for Sarah Palin.
Because during that they were talking about politics and your mom was so close to the stage, she went, woo, Palin!
Yes.
Yeah. And I went, oh my God, Quimmy's mom is so cute.
My mom's such a Republican.
Your whole family is.
Well, they're from Texas. I don't know what else do you expect from us.
Aww.
You know, we would have been, kicked out of the state if we were Democrats. And then comes me, because I was raised in California, so I'm independent. Whatever.
And
his me. And all my aunts and uncles think I'm all crazy and weird.
And independent.
I'm a hippie. Because I liked George Bill Clinton, whatever his name is.
George Bill
Clinton.
Oh my God. Don't you let your dad fill out your ballot sheet?
I'll let him tell you. Whatever. There's some things I just don't care about.
I have my views.
Let's just put it out there.
I'll just ignore them.
Katie Evans.
Oh my God.
I am all over the place.
You're cracked out.
Yes, I even said my real name just now. That's how crazy I am.
The ham.
Please don't stalk me and tell me about my Gatorade on my desk. Thank you.
Nice.
So anyways, So you can check out all of our pictures from the P1 Hall of Fame. Also go to MikeyShow.com because they have the videos of our induction speeches.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah, Skies was awesome. Sacagawea. Woohoo! Go, Pella. Yeah.
Amelia Earhart. What's she doing?
Helen Keller. I almost lost it when she said Helen Keller.
Debbie Shivo.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, I got a text message from Ashley the other day. It just said gopher. What is that? It's not very nice. It's not very nice. Anyways, some announcements on P1 site. Danny has put up all three of the best of CDs. Yeah.
Oh my God, Danny, you are the man.
All three.
Three of four.
Oh, We Are the Show. No, wasn't a best of CD.
Smell My Finger, which I've been forbidden to post.
Well, we don't have it either. Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's not from here, is it?
No.
It's from San Jose. It's very different.
It's kind of like the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is like the San Jose stuff. That's the stuff that, we're going to talk
really
about
raunchy?
Right now. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're on New Testament right now.
Man. Does it have the little girl call in?
That's really like a woman that sounds that would like a little girl.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Never heard it.
Well, that's all the best of CDs for here, right?
Yes, all the best of CDs for San Diego.
For San Diego. Mm-hmm. And it's good stuff. I had never gotten to hear in full the Amy Stalker stuff.
Call. Yeah, the initial call.
I can't believe you didn't call me, Eddie.
I am upset, Eddie.
Oh, my gosh.
I bought Pretty Sure when it came out.
I can't believe
that
you didn't call me.
It's like my favorite is the hello, this is Lisa.
You can actually buy the CD still.
Really?
Oh, not the 04 one. You can still buy, do you think of the name?
You can buy
Shiloh.
Not Pretty Sure you can.
Pretty Sure you can.
Yeah.
The last two you can.
Yeah.
And you can also buy a P1 Army shirt.
How much?
Like $10.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's all on Rock1053.com.
Buy more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I'm in
the store.
You have to go to Rock1053's website and scroll all the way down to the bottom and click on the store.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like hidden. I'm like, this
lame.
Is so dumb. You guys want to make money?
Yeah, did you guys know that the pictures they took of the P1 lunch at Joe's Crab Shack, you know how they're not on MikeyShow.com?
They're on Rock1053.
They're on Rock1053.com.
Weird.
That's so weird.
It's random, so, but hey, give them the traffic so they won't try to shut us down because we're the best website ever. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I'm glad you said that. Let's see. So we got a lot of new people. Like I said, Uncle Albert joined today. We also have, we talked about Cheap Soda last time. She is a sweetheart.
She's really cool.
She's very sweet.
She came out to the broadcast.
Do you know that she's
bachelor party?
Did you know? She's Ashley's number one friend on MySpace.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is Ashley's numero uno. Mm-hmm.
Well, who is she? How does Ashley know her?
She's probably been talking her through like MySpace for a while.
Yeah. Who knows?
Wow.
She just came out of nowhere, though. And she's really cool. She's going to be here today.
Yeah. Nice. She's going to make Rice Krispie tweets. I can't wait to eat them.
So
and a cake,
good.
Maybe.
A cake?
Yeah,
a
dude.
Cake. Look at his face. He's like, I don't like football, but I like cake.
Yeah, I do. I like cake, too.
I think there's been a mistake.
Did you say steak?
Oh, cake. Okay.
Oh, it's cool. It's still great radio. It's fine.
Indeed. So some of our newer people are P1 Hamela Anderson.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
I laughed out loud
when I saw that. And she goes to the school I graduated from, too. CSUSM.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's Sanjaya's girlfriend.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Hamela Anderson. That's Rachel.
No way.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
She told me this story. She was at church yesterday, and she told me the story about
how... She should have said something.
She was listening to the show. And she heard them talking about Pamela Anderson one morning.
Mm-hmm.
She thought the whole time they were calling her Hamela Anderson, but they weren't. And so since she heard that, she decided to go with P1 Hamela Anderson.
That's awesome.
So, Rachel, why didn't you say it was you?
Well, it takes a little time. But we also have like P1 Welder Boy, P1 Ballistic, Beaner Schnitzel.
That was funny too.
That's a really good one.
I wonder what nationality he is.
I don't know.
He could either be German or Mexican. Oh my God.
Daddy, join your people. Oh wait,
no,
we forgot.
Wait,
we took away his Mexican card. He's white. You're Mexican.
Sí. Danny está un güero.
Yes, you are.
Come on, tío Danny.
Oh, Rosa, we told you to continue watching your Jonas Brother concert.
You guys, I'm so freaking hungover today.
You're not. Liar.
I am too. Oh, my God. I was doing every drug in the book last night.
What? Rosa.
Rosa, were you watching Triumph's Comic Dog?
You guys haven't heard of the drug book?
What drug book?
You know, it's like a player's guide for drugs.
No, they don't have that. You're making these things up. See, guys, Rosa is friends with Beto.
He's my cousin, Tia.
You guys are not related.
Bloods and Crips forever.
No. No, you're really into the Jonas Brothers and Hannah Montana.
No, I don't like those little fags.
She's
Jonas
such
brothers.
A liar. The other day she was actually
crying. With
their stupid
little tight pants.
No, you love them.
No, I do not.
But yeah, you're wearing a shirt that has all three of their faces on it.
Dude, you're watching every... what was that show? It's So Raven? Whatever that
yeah,
show
that's
is.
So
that's
Raven,
like her
huh?
other favorite show. Rosa, why do you always lie?
You guys are so full of...
Why do you lie, liar?
You guys are so full of them.
You're the worst niece in the world. I'm
no,
calling
you,
your mom.
You are the worst aunt in the world. I'm
calling your
CPS
mom.
I'm calling CPS on you.
No, you can't. I haven't touched you. She usually just sits there and punches herself, like in that movie, like The Crush or whatever.
You know what, whatever. You are so full of crap, Tia Quimby. You know what? I am never hooking you up with heroin again.
Well, that's true.
Rosa, why do you make up these stories?
You know what? I'm just going to expose you for what you really are, okay? You know, you're sitting here acting all innocent and nice, but in reality, you're off getting pregnant, and you're off to getting to doing drugs. Yeah. Whatever, Tia Quimby, I'm out of here. I cannot stand you.
Oh, no. Peaches, what is with Rosa today?
I don't know, but she's hitting. Whoa, she's hitting on Danny big time.
All right, I'm back.
What the fuck?
What's up?
He's Mexican now. He's got his invisibility Mexican
What's
cloak
up?
On.
Or Danny, Native American.
Danny has his Mexican blanket. He looks like one of those little Indian leaders at the TJ America border selling me chicles.
Chicles. Danny, you look so effing ridiculous.
Danny's Mexican again, ladies
what?
And gentlemen. We're giving
he
him back
like
the Mexican.
He looks like a little old lady.
You look like a bean is what you look like. You look like a burrito.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Tio, Danny, you look so hot right now.
Oh my gosh, even Rosa loves you.
Let's go get me pregnant,
no.
Tio, Danny.
Oh no.
Oh,
what
I
is happening
here? I
brought my
extra small condoms for you.
We've lost control.
I hate you.
Actually, all Mosquito you need is one bites. Of those finger condoms, yeah. You know, for when you get a cut, and Danny's protected. He ain't having no babies. Slide says he looks like Mother Teresa of Cancun.
Tim says your Mexicanness is
what
defines
you.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
And then Danny disappeared again. Isn't that just like a Mexican? Middle of his job, just disappeared.
Well, he's
right.
All confused. He's like, going to run.
He's
going
to go on the side of the road and be all, pick me.
Oh, no.
Now, Rajanas. Flores.
No, te. I think if I win the spelling bee or whatever, Danny should have to speak in Spanish for like 20 minutes. And
that's
then.
Fine. He speaks Spanish really great.
Anita, no te Rajes.
Best line ever.
No, Como.
Let's see. What else can we highlight on Pio Insight today, ladies and gentlemen, is football at Danny's house. So after we're done. Oh, hey, get back in here.
Oh.
Peaches is out on football, but doesn't matter. After the podcast is over, get in your cars, drive to Danny's, and we're going to see the Chargers redeem themselves from last week. Yay. Ain't that right, Danny? Yeah. And those of you, you know, and we can also make sure we'll check out during the commercial breaks all the other teams to see how your fantasy
team's doing.
Oh, Danny,
he's so winded. Look, it's hard walking.
You know what's funny
room,
is that
it?
He only walks like 5 feet. And he's completely out of breath.
Okay, Darth Vader, calm down. It's all good. Imagine you have just run 10 feet, Danny.
Yes. <God. laughs>
So anyways, this afternoon at 12:30, we invite you all to arrive and to come and to sit and watch the Charger game with us. I'll be picking up some food. All we ask is you bring something or donate, you know, for the pizza, and we'll love you for the rest of our lives.
Space yeah. Boy, go long!
Go long!
Whoa!
Whoa, there goes the ham.
Touchdown!
It's the Hamsman Trophy. Get it?
That was horrible joke.
That was horrible.
Thank you.
I liked it. I got it.
Thank you. I'm the best ever. So anyway, so we will be here after 12:30. I will be here for the game, and then I need to go home to laundry. But like you guys care. So yes, that is the big event for this weekend. It's gonna be the bomb. So this week, I think. Does anybody else have? Oh, I forgot. Before we tie off the P1 site topic,
what?
Don't forget to buy your P1 site dot shirt.
Yes.
P1 site dot shirt.
Yes, buy your P1 site dot shirt. And represent, because as far as we know, because when the 28-hour show comes up, we want everybody to represent. Are you going to have any more t-shirts for the 28-hour show?
I think I'll have enough supply.
Okay, cool. So if you need one, it's going to be awesome. So this week... We have had a major buildup over...
Sunburn cure, Danny. Sunburn cure.
That's gross.
She has a bottle of apple juice and she's pretending it's pee-pee.
It's either
pretending?
Way around, actually.
I'm scared.
Pretending?
Yeah. So, for the last few weeks, we have been building up to this very moment right here that's about to happen.
Huh?
Oh, no. No.
Yes. It's going down. Me and Space, we just get to sit and watch this week.
I don't want to do this.
Well, too bad. So
Danny, are we friends? We're friends.
Yes.
Not after this.
Don't worry. I'm the referee for this week. What's going to happen is we are going to have P1 trivia with Danny and Peaches.
We're friends.
Peaches knows a lot. She has a really good memory when it comes to the Mikey show. And Danny, he knows a lot, too. He's the P1 site dot dude.
Dot dude.
You are horrible.
I am P1 site dot dude. Dot bitch.
Well,
just a dot everything.
Well, let's be friends here.
No, I am a friend. Danny, yes. We love each other. We're friends.
Yes. So what's going to go down is, are we doing it the way we said, Space Boy?
Yes.
Okay. So here's how it's going down. Danny and Peaches are going to battle for bragging rights as to who knows their P1 trivia. The way the game works this week is.
Oh, my God.
Hi. I'm getting my picture taken. I'm like, So what we do is we have numbered questions. And instead of Space Boy just going back and forth, giving the questions, Danny or Peaches will be able to choose the numbered question that they would like. And then they answer the question.
Am I actually going to be able to say, give me a tweet, please?
Yes.
Yes, you will. So the questions are numbered 1 through what, Space
Peaches.
Boy?
14.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, so, I'm sorry. 12.
Okay. So 1 through 12. And when are we going to cut it off if there's a clear-cut winner?
I'm going to ask probably 5 questions apiece.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to get my trusty scoreboard out here.
Oh, my God.
Now, first of all, let me just let you guys know, I am the referee for P1 Trivia this week.
So nervous right
now. So I want the two of you to come together right now, Danny Peaches. All right, here we go. We're going to have a clean fight here,
Danny. Hit the rock.
We're going to have a clean fight here, okay?
Yes.
Nobody's calling shenanigans.
No.
It's totally fair.
We're friends.
Everybody's friends. There's going to be no crying this week at all. Nobody. Danny, especially you, because I know how you get.
I can't guarantee no tears.
No tears. No. Everybody's going to be friends. There's not going to be anybody crying about shenanigans later. We're all friends.
It's not fair.
Yes. It's going to be
I promise. Danny, do you promise?
Of course.
What are you? What's this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't be pointing your sausage finger at me.
Whatever.
Okay. See already. Now it's going to be a clean fight. Nothing below the belt.
Bing.
Everybody's gonna be friends. Space Boy, are you ready?
Let's get right into Rumble.
Porn music.
Okay.
This is not the
now,
porn music.
Yes, it is.
I am thinking
this
of a number.
This is like 70s porn music.
This is what we have to decide upon is who goes first. I'm thinking
like,
of a number.
Just imagine a dude like taking his shirt off right now.
No, here.
What?
Oh, coin? No, better.
I got a number.
I got an
or
app.
We can flip coin.
I got Sacagawea.
No,
Sacagawea,
I got an app.
Yes!
I got
BFF,
an app.
BFF. It doesn't matter. I don't care about your stupid app. Okay. Peaches, you yes. Call it in the air. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Heads.
It is tails. Danny, do you want to catch or receive?
Well, we know the answer to that one.
Do you want to kick or catch or receive?
I don't care. I'll go
okay.
First.
All right. Pick your numbered question, Danny.
Oh, my God. Look at your gay little thing on your iPhone.
Go, Danny. Pick your question number, please.
I'll take number 3.
Number 3. All right.
I don't care.
It's kind of messed up, but okay.
Hope you get it wrong.
I know.
Oh, no. Okay.
Watch me.
Actually, yes. Write down which numbers were selected.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number 3. Danny.
Whatever.
You wanted a tweet, please. So, as of this moment, what is Zeth's full name on the show?
Oh, can I steal?
As of just this moment. No stealing.
But can I say it if I know it, just to prove I know it?
Yes.
Okay.
Roosevelt Zethian Oates the Third, Junior Esquire. I don't know. They added like .com recently, and I don't know.
All right, that's a
meh. I'm looking for the
correct
buzzer? What?
Yes.
The
yes,
correct buzzer.
Yes. That's it.
Is that right? Whatever.
Well, you're wrong.
Anyway,
it is Sir Roosevelt Zethian Oates Jr. the Third Esquire MD DDS Inc. .com.
Very no. Good.
It's not. It's they no. added Sir.
Sir Roosevelt Zethian Oates the Third Jr.
Oh, okay.
Esquire.
I was close though. MD, I was closer DDS, than freaking Danny Inc. Boy over com. Here.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Peaches, pick a number.
Give me a 2, guys.
Two.
Okay. 2.
What is Sky's maiden name?
Oh, can I steal this?
Wow. Oh my god, hold on, let me think.
It's on the Please Wikipedia
hold.
Page.
Please hold. Brain activated.
Let me blink and warm up my brain.
She's blinking. Right. She's literally blinking.
We'll throwing down a time limit here.
That's okay. Danny got the first one wrong, so if I get this one wrong, I'm not freaking out yet.
Can I answer it?
I know her name now is Williams.
What's her maiden name? In 5, 4,
Smith. I don't know.
Danny?
You wanted to steal
what
an
I just
idiot.
Drew a blank.
I know her middle name.
Think about her nickname in high school.
Yeah.
Murphy.
Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy, that's it. Murph. The Fink.
The Fink.
The Fink.
Finkster.
Okay, so now we are at 0-0. Danny, please pick a number.
I'll take number 1.
We are both right.
Yeah.
Number 1, okay.
Number 1.
What was Mikey's old military-themed producer name?
That was just revealed like 2 days ago.
Oh my god, I know this. I heard it. Oh my god.
We just heard it at his house the other day, dude.
Just heard it.
Oh my god.
And on the radio the other morning.
Why didn't I get this one? Danny, you suck balls.
Not.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stevens.
Sergeant Carter.
Sergeant Carter.
Sergeant Carter.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is going so well so far.
Fail.
Technically, I'm in the lead.
Whatever.
Okay. All right. Peaches, please pick a number.
Lucky number 13.
There is no 13.
Oh, it's nice.
It only goes to 12.
Oh, 12? Yeah. Oh, yes. Give me number 10, guys.
Give me 24.
Yes, let's wrap it up with a 15.
Oh, my gosh.
During Mikey's court, what are Eddie and Sky's lawyer names?
Oh.
This one is one of the more easier ones.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Do not turn to your left because people are calling out.
I know. No, I'm not. I know.
Minimize.
Brain turning.
Dude.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't think for the life of me.
Is that a wrong answer?
What? I don't know.
Is that a wrong answer?
I don't know. I'm not gonna
Pit Bull?
And?
And?
That's Eddie's.
Yes. Oh. She used to drink The Apprentice, didn't she?
I don't. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Oh, Pip, that's right, Eddie's, yeah.
Pitbull and...
A very creative name.
Ski-ball?
I can't
Quimby?
Tell you.
Is it Miss Sky?
Mrs. Sky.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this is
we
just
failed,
going...
Dude.
Right.
We
actually,
failed,
dude. Technically, I am still in the
whatever
this
with that.
This is actually worse than would be a Danny Blake.
It is, it really is.
We know okay. all These, the ones we're not
me
picking.
Me and Space yeah. Boy are just sitting here slack-jawed, like, what?
Come on, Danny, go, Danny.
Okay, Danny, please pick a number.
I'll go with four.
Okay. Four.
What? Okay. Within the last 4 years, who on the show routinely smoked cigarettes?
Ooh, 4 years?
Yes.
Okay, it's Mikey, Ashley, Zeth, and B-Rob.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Put it on the board!
Put it on the board! Good job, Danny. Good job. So,
who's in the lead? Who's in the lead?
1-0, Danny. Awesome.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. After you ate S on two questions.
Whatever.
Team balls. You're losing.
I knew yours.
You're losing.
Whatever. Technically, we're tied.
You're losing.
Okay. Remember, it's a clean fight. We're all friends. Peaches, pick a number.
But I'm better.
God, I have to be like the mother.
Five.
Okay, five.
Let's wrap her up.
Yeah. Within the past year,
yeah.
Who on the show has had a second job?
Oh.
Sean, for sure.
Is that your final answer?
Well, Mike.
Way to go, Reach.
Oh, wait. No, Eddie, too, because he does the Chargers deal. He's hired by the Chargers. So, Mikey, no. Eddie, yes. Sky, no. Sean, yes. B-Rob, no. Yeah.
Unless you counting gold.
Yeah, yes. Those three.
Final?
Final answer?
Final.
Yeah.
Oh!
Wicked Bird.
Bobby Kernels.
Bobby Kernels is not on the show.
At the time he was.
During the last year? No.
No, he was not.
No. Who just recently got hired to be a DJ?
Oh, Rob.
Oh,
Rob.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's right. Oh.
It was on the boards, wow. Dude.
This is brutal. Actually, it's 1-0. I mean, okay. Really, how brutal is this?
All right, yeah. Danny.
Pick a number.
What's the next one in order?
You can pick...
I don't care.
Six, seven,
six,
eight, nine.
Six.
Six.
Okay, six. This one, you're going to get this one easy. What website would you find the software Mikey uses for a porn accountability?
Oh, I use that all the time. It's XXXChurch.com.
Very nice.
Ding, ding.
I was going to pick that one, too. Son of a bee.
Oh.
Okay, Peachy. Seven, eight. Okay, eight.
Eight. Oh, wow. Give me the name of one of the following. Shauna's husband or Sky's brother.
Justin and Joe.
Whoa.
Very nice. Very nice.
Hey, Do I get an extra point?
That's good.
That's really good.
Props
that
for that really one. I thought you were going to fail.
Or doesn't he, Shauna's husband have a nickname? Like he goes by like JD or
no,
something
Mr.
Like
Shauna.
No.
They call him Mr. Shauna.
They hardly ever talk about him. I've only heard him twice.
Justin is more.
Yeah,
like
they just talked about him in fantasy football. He wears a suit tie to the draft.
Do I get an extra point?
Unfortunately, no. Oh. I would like to, but it wouldn't be.
Just props. Just
yes.
Props.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny. 7, 9, 11, or 12. Okay.
Seven. You should get this one. When Sky was working at the San Jose station and she cried, what would management give her?
Oh, dude, I'm glad I didn't pick this one.
It happened on more than one occasion.
No, it's
come on, Danny! Come on.
Iron Man says ham?
Come on, Danny.
Shut up.
Ham. Come on, Danny. Wait,
control
repeat the question again.
When Sky was working at the San Jose station and she cried, what would management give her?
Oh!
A tampon.
Employee of the month.
Employee of the month.
Oh,
you mother. I was hoping you'd get that wrong.
That's
I get to catch
funny.
Up. I'd like a 5-pointer, please.
Okay. Peaches 9-11.
I forgot about that. That's hilarious.
Peaches 9-11 or 12?
I'll take 12.
All right.
Okay. This one's... Yeah, we'll see. Which member of the Mikey Show had a beer bottle broken over their head in 2006?
Oh!
Oh, you effing kidding me.
It's funny and sad.
It's hilarious.
I want to say, like, Eddie and B-Rob are, like, the obvious choices, but because that sounds like the shenanigans that would happen to them. I'm trying to read, like, Space Boy's face.
Got the poker face on. I'm like stone.
Oh yeah, that smile's all stony, all right.
You're stone.
You're stone.
Awesome. Okay, Peaches.
I'm gonna say Eddie.
That is incredible.
Ashley.
It's Ashley.
Oh, is that
Ashley had a beer bottle broken
yeah,
over
dude.
Her head.
Some whoa.
No.
Bar.
No, it was like where she lived. Some people just walked in there all drinking.
That's right. Those dudes broke into her like house party or something.
I don't know if it
was
that
mentioned.
I didn't know.
When was that?
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago. 2006.
Oh, okay. She said 2006.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Some nunchuck broke into my house.
Danny, yeah. 9 or 11?
I'll take 9.
Okay.
This one's very easy. What pet nickname did Ashley and Sergio have for each other when they were dating?
Oh, I'm glad I didn't take this one either.
Sergio. Cereal.
Cereal.
Stereo.
Headphones off.
Headphones are off. Try blinking. It helps.
Cause, yeah.
Because people freaking laugh into their microphones.
Whatever, ass face.
Okay, it was, the question was, what nicknames did...
What pet nickname, what affectionate boyfriend-girlfriend nickname did Ashley and Cereal have for each other while they were dating?
Honey? Honey? I don't know.
Okay, that is an incorrect answer. Do you remember whenever Ashley got caught reading that email on the air?
Vaguely.
And Sean started playing the monkey noises.
Oh, was it monkey?
Yeah, they called it the monkey. Just like me and Space Girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. They talked about that one on several occasions, but
so successful.
I might take, even though it doesn't matter, I will take the last one available.
11.
What is Bobby Kernel's last name?
Oh.
Wow, that's a good question.
That's an easy question.
That's a good question.
We talked about it on the podcast. Podcast 10. No, 1.
Brown.
No, Williams.
It's Young.
Oh, Young. That's what it is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Danny wins trivia again, 3-1 over Peaches. Handshakings have begun. So, Danny, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a very smart
person.
We're
both right.
You're the best ever.
It's all good, though. It's all good. I tried.
You tried.
Crap talking.
You tried, even though you both really kind of feel miserably.
Right?
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard of. Okay, well... That was fun, wasn't it, Space Boy?
Yeah, that was great. That
You're
was,
the question master.
That was brutal, let's just be honest.
Ah, so yeah.
I was expecting the level of questions that Quimby and Danny got. Those were
those were pretty gnarly.
Easier. Oh, there you go.
Yes, 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 yes. So, Mikey Show.
I'm glad I don't have to study anymore.
Don't you feel better? Now you can just enjoy the show. Because
that's what would happen in college. You study, you fail anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
In one ear, out the other.
Right? It's all good, though. I love Danny still.
I have a question for you on there. Did you do fail call of the week at all?
No, fail call. Sorry.
That's all right.
Thank God.
Well, it wasn't going to be you. But since you bring it up, Peaches, to talk about the Mikey Show the other week.
I redeemed myself. It's all good. Stupid line two.
I always go on line two and I just turn down my radio and wait patiently. Like a good P1.
Well, I didn't
or
know.
I'm surprised that you listen to it like you don't have earbuds that you listen to the show on at your desk.
I do, but...
That's what I do if I'm online, too. I just put my earbud in, I get to listen to the show, and then I'm ready.
Yeah, well, I normally do, but I didn't have it with me, so...
Bummer.
Yeah.
That was kind of brutal. She got like, that was so bad.
No, dude, it's not about that. I'm just like so like tired. Ridiculous.
And then Scooby immediately following that calls in to brag about his stupid ass Dodgers and his stupid ass Raiders.
He got hung
and
up
Mikey
on.
Said bink bye bye. That was the best.
I think that day they were in kind of like a rushed mood anyway, because on the phone Zed was like, okay, Mike's major ADD today, and yeah, so
yeah. But Scooby called in and then nobody even thought about it because we were all thinking about how much of a D Scooby is for his LA sports fanaticism. Whatever with that. So
whatever,
let's see.
Dude.
What are the most major things that happened this week on the Mikey Show? Is our dearly departed friend the Gopher.
Poor little Did you
guy.
Hear when that person wrote the text and said, "Dear Mikey, can you help me find my mommy?"
Oh, that was awesome.
From P1 little baby
no
Gopher.
Way. Yeah. I missed that.
Okay,
that was so
now
funny.
That Gopher, like I was like, I could not believe she was that upset and crying over a Gopher. Ashley is right. Those things are pointless.
Dad, dude, that's like killing a bunny on the road. There's like millions of them out there.
Yeah, they're fine. Like breaking
even
up.
Even though it still made me sad.
Oh my God.
The second I heard her say breaking up families, I'm like, what? Yes.
Yes.
Little gopher, little gopher. I hope you're enjoying your time in gopher heaven with all the holes that you can burrow for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Sleep well, little prince.
You will always be remembered.
We'll always love you in your garbage can grave.
At least you got a proper your proper burial.
Yes.
Yes.
Thrown over the back fence.
Yes.
Overhand.
Oh, my God.
It was, yes.
They should get, like, a stuffed gopher.
Like a, oh, like I'm bringing one to the 20-hour
like
show.
Like a termidaxed one? Like a, what are
taxidermied.
They called? Taxidermied.
Who's bringing
whatever.
The little oh, stuffed gopher no. to the 28-hour oh, awesome. Show and riding Sky, why
Dude,
did you kill me
your friend
me
is
on
a
it?
Puppet.
Oh, that's an otter.
Oh, dang.
But I'll talk to people.
We should put that. A t-shirt on it that said Sky, why?
Or somebody could get like a still from like Caddyshack of
yeah!
like the gopher out of the hole.
Yes.
And be like gopher rights or something. Go for it.
We will remember 08.
Go for it.
No. A gopher costume. P1 Tim just suggested a gopher costume.
Yeah, with a shirt that says, why, Sky, why?
Put tears like on it.
No, it yes. should say, why, Mr. Sky?
No.
You're a D.
We will remember 08.
I still cannot yes! believe. I cannot believe she sat in her garage and cried over that gopher.
That's awesome.
Was it killed on September 11th? Please say yes.
No. Oh, no. That's so messed
too
up.
Soon. Too soon.
Too soon.
I'm sorry.
That's genius.
But that would have been really funny.
Oh, that's so good.
We will remember September 11th, though. Wait.
You know, Gunslinger called it, though, with a really good point because she had
it?
The stick for the spider webs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, so you'll kill the spiders and ruin their webs and their homes and their livelihood, but gopher. Oh. She poked it with a stick. Are you alive, little gopher?
Laying in the trash can.
It's just chilling. Like, why is your neck broken?
I can't. I still can't believe she tried to resuscitate a field mouse. That was
so gross.
Mr. Sky's like, oops, I dropped a brick on it.
Yeah.
P1 Carnut says that
it's
he's
bad
gonna,
karma on our land. The way she kept talking about the land, you
it's
know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In my mind, I'm thinking of like... like, you know, land, like Indian burial ground.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Like spiritual land.
Dude, I was still so just, no.
Sorry.
No.
Ronnie said he's going to go as a gopher to Boo Ball.
That's awesome.
That is a good one. So,
oh, really?
So little gopher, if you're up there in heaven.
Can I be the little baby gopher? And be like, where's
if you're up
dad?
There in heaven, little gopher, have fun. Have fun playing and digging.
You're so weird.
Your life is pointless. Aren't those things like blind or something? They're as stupid as craps ever.
Oh,
anyway.
Craps.
One
hey,
step above a mole rat.
This week, Mike interviewed Tyra Banks.
Oh my God, you guys, I was not expecting her to be a beating like that.
She actually
at all.
Wasn't a beating. I totally understood when she explained it.
Yeah, it did. You're right. It did. But at the same time, I was just like, whoa, I was not expecting the interview to go that route, like, at all.
What is that? Look, Danny.
Well, Danny, we're not holding a gun at you.
What did I?
Yes, give
her
money.
I heard the interview, but to me, it sounded like a good interview. Like,
it was a great
she
interview.
She tried to, like, take it over, but he, like, he's good. He took it back over, but.
Yeah, the reason if you watch the Tyra like, Banks show,
was,
that's how she is, kind
of. But I was reading, like, on the forums, and people were like, oh, yeah, she's a beating and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I don't agree with that.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. I really agreed with her point because she didn't want to jump into the overweight issue and everything unless she had time to really get into it.
It's
because
she wanted to avoid that.
Yeah, she doesn't want to avoid it. She's very, that's like her thing.
She didn't have time.
She didn't have time.
Okay.
So she didn't want to jump into something if she didn't have the time. And she was just calling about ANTM.
The reason why, like, yeah, I said that about her is since I thought she tried to, like, take over the interview. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has to be hard if you're an interviewer to be interviewed.
Right.
But yeah. That day, Mike was so honest.
He was on fire, dude.
I was like, I think Tyra should book him for her show.
For real.
Oh.
That'd be nuts.
I'd be all up in that. But that's how Tyra is if you've ever watched her show. But I like her.
Oh, my God. I love her on America's Next Top Model.
ANTM.
She's awesome.
That's what that's.
ANTM?
ANTM.
What?
ANTM.
Ask to...
automatic transfer money?
No. What?
What?
What are you talking about?
I don't.
ANTM.
I don't.
In the Tyra Banks Show, but that interview was
America's Next Top Model.
Oh. Okay.
There it is.
No Tara. ATM.
Dumb. So anyway, so that was very, very interesting. Tyra Banks is an interesting lady, and on her show, America's Next Top Model this year, they have a trans. Vestite sexual.
Is the correct term.
A shim. They have a shim this year on America's Next Top Model. So this should be very interesting.
Please pull down your underpants.
Yes, check your local.
I wonder how they're going to deal with that in the house. So, like, guiding. Will she, like, get her own changing quarters? Because she's still, like, got her junk and stuff.
Put it where it doesn't belong.
She does.
I know. I don't know. It's kind of like having a gay guy in the room. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, you know, changing clothes in front of him.
Danny, what are you doing, Danny?
Danny hates everything. Stay that way, Danny. The show is so much better
now.
Oh,
my God. You look so hot all of a sudden.
The show is so much better as long as I can't hear or see
sausages.
Danny.
Sausages.
Shut up.
So angry. This week, Ayo called in and did a little rap for the Mikey Show. It was very super.
That was awesome.
Do we have audio of that?
I was not here. I was in San Jose.
It happened a day ago.
He was in San Jose.
On Friday?
Thursday?
Yeah.
Huh. I heard, I got a text message from P1 Jason saying, P1 AO is the best. He's so funny. And I'm like, I wish I could hear it.
Yeah.
He spit some venom.
Yes, he laid it down. I wish we had audio of that rap and then I could have more to tell you about.
Oh, well.
It was real.
It was really good. Cool.
It was real.
It was the Mikey Show.
It wasn't
rap.
Fake. It was real.
Cool.
It was very nice. Without the audio, I'm kind of like, I don't know where to go
she
with that.
She doesn't know any of this.
Yes. So, why are you doing that?
Next subject.
I don't have any more Mikey Show topics because usually I base my stuff off of what Ash is posting on iTunes. That kind of helps me guide to what some of the bigger topics were. Does anybody have anything about the Mikey Show they'd love to discuss?
I would like to talk more about the Hall of Fame broadcast.
Oh.
Yes.
We were there for 2 days. Anything else interesting happen?
I stayed in the swimming pool for 6 hours.
I rode Danny around the pool.
That's true.
You got
like
of
a
that.
Donkey.
Yeah,
like
I did. I did.
I saw Space Boy in a bathing suit.
And your nipple piercings. That was quite epic.
Yes, those were on
bada
display.
Bing, bada boom.
And your swimming trunks that looked like they were from 1942.
You look like Quagmire's shirt.
Yeah, they do.
Giggity, giggity. Let's see. God. The broadcast was a lot of fun, except for when the sun was like up really high in the sky.
Oh my god.
We had to sit in those chairs and it was so hot.
Like, they wouldn't let me because I had gotten some food before they were doing like any more inductions. So I just sat down on one of the tables because I didn't want to have.
Yeah. They
we didn't have
to
a table
up.
Or anything. They wanted me to sit up there and I was like, Nick,
eating your food.
I want to eat my food. And he was like, you need to get up there.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, this.
Karna got a big old picture of me eating like a big old piece of egg.
Yes.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Best picture ever.
Not eating.
It's on the side.
I know.
Yes. T-Rex's. Okay, let's see. Let's go into the speeches. T-Rex's speech made me cry.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Me too.
I was
got
very
teary.
Touched at the end. Like, I didn't see him going there.
Me neither.
And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Talon probably got one of the best speeches ever.
That was hilarious.
When Zeth went and jumped in the pool with a dead rat in it.
Dude.
Dead mouse.
Let's talk about this. Like, you guys know I'm like borderline OCD. You guys knew about the rat and didn't go and still went in the pool later that day?
But they got it out right after Zeth pointed
you were in
out.
That
so
pool
what?
Too, idiot.
I didn't know. If I would have known, I wouldn't have gone that pool.
Okay, here we go. We're about to have a fight.
We're going to have a fight.
You swim in the ocean where fishes,
I don't
people,
see that crap.
Everything,
I don't
piss,
see that crap.
Poop, die.
I don't see that
make
crap.
Love.
There is no
people throw their
runoff.
Dirty baby diapers
there
in there.
There is no runoff where
the
I surf.
The sewer flows into it.
There is no runoff.
No, you know this, though.
I know that, but I don't see it.
So
you
what?
You didn't see that's the
gross.
Mouse guts?
No. That is
it was just
gross.
A mouse. Nothing's going to happen.
There's a filter in
Hantavirus.
The pool,
yeah.
Hantavirus.
There's chemicals within the pool that will...
It's a saltwater pool.
Doesn't matter. It's fine. All right, so you have dead mouse stuff all over you for the rest of your life.
You weren't swimming over by it. Was, if anything, you should be worried about all those Hawaiian tropic girls peeing
in
the pool.
Yes, Karnat has a good point. He says, and if I go in the ocean with Danny, I'm going to pee next to him and ask, do you feel that?
That is disgusting.
No, it's not. People do it every single day.
That is so gross.
Every single day.
Yeah, Italian mafia throw bodies in
yes,
the ocean.
Yes, I love it. Sometimes.
So they're decomposing whales.
Hey, you know, sometimes.
Well, let me just tell you this, Danny, it, okay? I hope this makes you feel better, but no matter how much you shower, you will not get the dead mouse cooties off your body ever.
Shut up.
It's inside of you.
Ew, it's probably
I smelled it walking in here.
Did you get any water in your mouth that day? It must have tasted good.
It's probably all in your sheets. You're rolling in
I'm
it.
I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Yep. Yep, but you're the dirtiest bastard ever. Dead mouse lasts forever and ever and ever and ever.
Let's talk about the funniest thing that I saw was the Hawaiian tropic girls were having their pictures taken behind this little waterfall thing.
I pointed that out. Thank you.
And if you were to look up where all the hotel rooms were, you could see this creepy little guy poking his head
out.
Old man. That was hilarious, dude.
And then I asked Space Boy, I'm like, why doesn't he just come out on his balcony?
It wouldn't be as creepy,
And Space Boy's like, because he can't. And I'm like, what do you mean he can't? And you're like, he can't. And I was like, oh.
He probably has a ginormous boner.
He's not wearing pants.
But it was so funny. He was like peeking out. And then I was like, oh my God, Danny, we should get a picture of that. And Space Boy wasn't in the pool
most
yet.
Genius
and
picture.
Space
I was already on it.
He's like, I'm on it.
That picture is on the site.
The best
BTW.
Thing was that night we went to B-Row's bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing was going on. There was a dude watching us. Dude got caught by his wife checking.
And she closed the
curtain. Yeah, she closed the curtains. It was hilarious, dude. He had a camera out and everything, dude. He's taking pictures of like all of us down there.
Yeah, dude.
It was hilarious.
Wow.
Creepy.
Wow.
It was funny as hell, though. Wow. Like, look at that weird guy.
That is so awesome. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, hanging out at the pool with like Ashley and Rob and Sarissa and Zed and like all you guys, that was so fun. It was like the best day ever. And I'm so glad I didn't have to work because I almost had to go.
It was so hot. All I did want to do was stay in the pool.
I was so worried I was going to need the cure-all because I was out in the sun for so long, but I didn't.
A lot of people won money at Harrah's. Cool Fox walked out with like $596.
Yes, that lucky bastard.
And then P1 Jason won a ton of dough too. He won like $200 one day. Like every time I saw him, he's like, I'm up. So he probably left with what he came with.
Probably.
Because everything he was gambling on up to that point was his winnings. So good for him.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of people, like a lot of winners. I was number one at the poker tournament, ladies and gentlemen.
You were the first one to get out.
Yes. I have to be number one at everything. And so I was the first one.
You're the best, Quimby.
Yeah. What can I say? I went all in on a unsuited.
Ew.
I was chasing the streak.
I'm trying to show you my sun.
Put
tan
your
that
boils
I got.
Away.
It was ridiculous.
Dude, seriously. You see how different the skin is? That's from 6 hours in the pool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny's gonna have skin cancer really soon. We'll keep
you
updated on that.
Couple
I'll
keep you guys big updated. Charlies.
Ew. Yeah, I was an idiot with the poker tournament. I thought you could rebuy, and I was sitting with Ashley, and so it was me, Spaceboy, and Ashley at the table. And I think was there anyone else that we know? No, Spaceboy's coughing up a lung over here. And. So I tried to take out Ashley twice by going all in, and every time she got it, and I was out. She got me out.
You didn't listen to when the guy gave the rules before we all started to play. How he said
do
that
I
there was
the rules?
No rebuy.
I never listened.
He was listening
to
his iPod.
Yeah, I was actually.
I took that off. I always
really?
Listen to the rules. Yeah, because sometimes when Harrah's does a poker tournament, they mandate no crosstalk across the table.
What's oh really?
Yeah, like you can't S talk and all that fun stuff.
Yeah,
so
you can't have your cell phones like.
Well,
none
yeah,
of that.
You can't have a phone call.
No earbuds, no nothing like yeah. that.
Sometimes they mandate that, but sometimes they're cool about it. So that's why, Danny, you should listen to the rules. Maybe you should just listen more in general.
I should read the manual too.
But you're a man, and most men don't listen anyway. So
because we're better, yes.
Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Because you're terrible.
And a man.
Hey, yeah. Let's see. Paparazzi.
Oh, no.
excited about his jacket because he was like 102 degrees. And he's like, nope, got that jacket, my long sleeve shirt, full jeans. Isn't he so nice for helping break down the setup?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Nice, super nice. He was. It was also nice sitting next to him at dinner and listening about this honeymoon location that I didn't even know existed.
Speaking about dinner.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That was a bunch of crap.
What happened?
I paid $25 for 2 pieces of pizza and...
That buffet was gross. I didn't like it.
And soda.
It made me feel sick later.
Yeah.
That's why I was laying down.
That buffet sucked for $25 a person.
We should have gone to Fiore.
Yeah,
I should have busted.
Then I could get the filet.
I should have busted a Kate.
We could stalk
in
the Mikey show like
we,
Brad did.
Can we tell that story real quick? It's
my
favorite.
Oh
my
God.
Okay.
I have a story to follow it though.
Okay, well let me just tell you this.
Go for it.
Paparazzi comes up to me as I'm playing Wheel of Fortune, trying to just have a good time on my own. Quimba! Oh my gosh!
Out of the whole goddamn casino, he finds you.
Quimba! I almost had another epic fail. So I went up to the front desk seeing if you guys made a formal dinner reservation. Yeah. Who does that, idiot? Anyways, so he goes to the front desk and says, are there any reservations in the restaurant, okay, for more than 8 people? Duh. You're in a casino. That crap happens all the time. So they said, yes, for the Mikey show. And he goes, oh, yes. So the lady at the front desk proceeds to walk him to the fancy schmancy delicious restaurant within Harrah's. Takes
with
him into
his
this
jacket
bat-
on.
Yeah, with his jacket on.
Oh
right off the bat. That thing for me is going in like a glass case, dude. I don't really want to wear it too much.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
wear
because
it.
Because I'm going to wear it at the 28-hour show, but like I don't want to have anything happen to it. Somebody gets their soda or spittle on me. Anywho, so
spittle.
What happened is he starts walking in the back room, and I think he started thinking to himself, wait a second, this isn't right that just us wouldn't have a private room. And then he walks in and he sees like Rebecca, a few people who are already there for dinner. And Brad said he turned around and he left. I totally think that was on purpose.
Really?
I don't know about
and
that.
And everybody saw him and Eddie.
No, they not no, everyone saw him.
Only Rebecca saw
only
him.
Only Rebecca saw him.
And she said something to Mike. She was like, babe, I'm like 80% sure that was Brad.
Yeah. So. And I think Rebecca called him out and then told Eddie. And then Eddie wasn't too happy with him at the bachelor party.
No, me and
as
Ryan
a matter of fact, paparazzi was following Eddie around the whole Boston Rob bachelor party. And it was really funny because the two of them are standing there talking and I kind of like go behind Brad. And I'm just like, oh, hi, boy. Like making faces and Eddie just looks right at me. We had this like knowing like eye contact like, oh, Eddie,
oh my God.
Oh my
it was
God.
Really funny.
You guys and, are so bad.
Well, what do you want me to do? Not laugh at something extremely hilarious?
No,
so
I know.
Good.
It's
so
awesome.
Good. What's your story, Danny?
So this all happened before the B-Rob's bachelor party. So B-Rob's bachelor party happens, and Mikey pulls me aside.
And then?
And he starts... he pulls me to a little private area where we can have a private conversation.
And then?
Yeah. And he asks you to pull down your pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Please pull down your underpants.
Yes, yes, I love you.
He
okay.
starts saying, well, we were just at dinner. That's how he starts the conversation.
And
I started busting out laughing the second I heard that first line.
And then?
I said, are you talking about paparazzi? And so I explained to him basically the story you told me where it was an accident, blah, blah, blah.
And
he
then?
Said, yeah. And he said, yeah, that's what I thought it was. And so later on, I talked to Eddie, and he was like, yeah, I would believe it if you wouldn't have done it last night.
What?
Yes, they were at dinner the night before. He apparently went up to, you know, there was another like little
wait,
Mexican.
Wait, Eddie told me about this.
Yes.
And
no,
he just
I haven't
stood
heard.
There
he stood
expecting
there
to be asked to sit at the
down
table.
With him.
I haven't heard this. Please tell.
So there was that Mexican restaurant we ate at.
Oh, yeah, with the orange grease taco I
yeah,
got.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still so good. So good.
And so paparazzi stood outside for a few minutes, saw them all there, and then approached them, as like waiting for them to invite him to sit down.
He is just on another planet.
And then
he just does not
when
get
they
it.
Didn't say anything, they just looked at him, he like walked away.
Yeah. I guess he thinks it's funny, which that's a good outlook to have in life. to take adversity and...
That is brutal.
Oh, sweet irony.
Well, we'll see what happens this year at the 28-hour show. Let me give a precursor to all of you. Like, me and Peaches, we have this thing. We're there to listen to the 28-hour show.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me at all. Like, I'm going to have a radio probably with me, and so I can have earplugs instead of having to listen out of somebody's car. Fingers crossed. I hope that Eddie told me about some ideas they have, that they are going to put up a projection screen so people tailgating can enjoy the movie and the audio together.
Me and Ghost Rider are setting up something as soon as the date is announced.
Yeah, and don't forget about P1 Chunk. He's bringing a bigger thing that you don't know.
I don't know anything.
He barbecued me.
Chunk's the best.
Talk to you about
that. He came last year. He had a full case of water, a case of soda. He had speakers out of his. He left his car on the whole time.
Yeah, we don't want to do that though this year. We want to have like a stereo so that we don't have to kill people's batteries.
Yeah, and Chunk says he's going to bring a much bigger cooler. Sick. So the big cooler is taken care of. Chunk, I don't know. I just want to highlight him real quick. P1 Chunk is the man. He like came. He brought a grill.
He made
hamburgers.
Me a burger, a delicious burger last time.
And not only that, he is a cab driver here in North County. And really? He usually does like overnight through the morning, and all he listens to, all he listens to in his cab in the morning is the Mikey
That's
show.
So,
so
cool.
He converts people to being P1s because they're in
because
his cab,
in his
and
cab.
He's like, "You gotta listen to this." Yeah. And his boss at the cab place is really cool. If there's a Mikey like event that he wants to go to, which it's usually only 28-hour show, his boss is a P1.
Cool.
And says, go right ahead. So you guys will get to meet P1 Chunk. We'll have a reunion.
Yes, he was so cool.
Yeah, unfortunately, if none of you got to tailgate last year, I'm sorry. Like that, we met a lot of people. Like I met Karna and Peaches. I met Slide, a.k.a. Red Bull Master.
Red Bull Master.
I also met like Chunk. I met Talon for the first time. I met the one, the only P1 Ryan and his lovely wife and all their kids. They brought all of their kids.
They were so cute. Did you want to say something, Space Boy? You look like you want to say something.
No, I was just thinking that I was looking at pictures. Oh, sorry. There's a video on YouTube from last year's 28-hour show.
What?
It's just like basically a slideshow of pictures that's in a video form. And I saw pictures of you eating a hamburger.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
That and Taylan bought her that shirt. And like, I had chairs and I let them sit in them. Like, I didn't care. Peaches was so sweet last year. She's like, can I sit in your chair? You're a beautiful hamburger. Like, I was kind of surprised. I'm like, I didn't really know that people knew me. And Taylan's like, oh, hello. Spaceboy even blogged about me. He said he was like, oh my God,
it's going to be.
And I was the same way about him. Like, oh my God, that's Spaceboy.
Yeah, same with me. I he goes, hi, can I take a picture of you and your significant or something? You wanted to take a picture of me and Ronnie, I think. And I was like, sure. And he goes, and I'm like, who are you? And he was like, oh, I'm a Spaceboy. And I went, what? Like I freaked and I went, let me bow to you real quick, please.
But anyways, this is Danny's first tailgate.
Yeah,
so
I've
he's
never
going
been
to
any
learn.
Of this, so I can't wait.
He's going to be learned. We're going to meet at my house at 4:00 in the morning and go to the studio.
Just for the record, I'm not just, I wasn't being creepy. I take pictures of everybody. I'm a camera
No
whore.
Way. You were so nice to me from
it's
the get-go.
It's on his wallpaper, nice though, which is the weird part.
Yes. Have you ever seen that movie 1 Hour Photo?
And it's just, yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
and
yes,
it's just Peaches cut out.
Yes.
Yeah. And let me just tell you all,
my
as me and Peaches were saying before, not to be rude, the only time I will have some conversation is when they replay an old bit to move from studio to studio.
Correct.
I am bringing my own radio, and don't talk to me until it's like a clean break.
I'm going to try to possibly bring my computer and the webcam that we're using for the podcast so that P1s can actually see what's going on
at the tailgate.
At the tailgate live, and we can also...
Oh, you know how they've implemented stick cams since they went to that gym place for the sumo wrestling?
Yeah, yeah.
How much do you want to bet they're going to have their stick cam on for the whole 28-hour show so you can look in the studio during the broadcast?
That'd be cool. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I think they'll do that because they wanted to do that last year so bad. Yeah, they did. They wanted to do it, Danny.
Oh, my God.
I've had conversations with Mikey about this.
Oh, aren't you VIP?
Well, I know Mikey, and I go to his house, and I've, like, totally, like, recorded him and met his child, and I'm going to have his next baby.
You know it.
I am P1 Denny.
You know it.
I rule all. Right.
Well, we've got to go, guys. It is about...
I have one announcement before we wrap it up.
Oh, well. Denny!
because I didn't... because I didn't prep you, I got to make the announcement. Next podcast is going to be in 3 weeks. We are doing a 3-hour show.
The 3-hour show. The 3-hour show. Just sit right down and tell a tale of Danny and Space Boy. We got the Peachy and Sanjaya and Quimby too.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Quimby too. The 3-hour show.
3-hour show. God.
So we're booking special guests.
That was great.
You'll probably be hearing.
Yes, we're booking.
Yes, we're booking. We're also planning some games that you've heard and some new ones as well.
And we will be doing the hot seat, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody only gets to ask one question of each person, not the three questions, just one.
We don't know.
We're going to do it.
I want to be friends with you guys.
It's one question. It's already been shot down by 2 members.
One question.
It's already been shot
I'm
down by 2 members.
I'm too sensitive for this.
It looks like 3 now over here.
I didn't shoot it down.
Really? Really? I thought you did.
No.
I know.
No,
Sanjaya
he told
did.
Me it sounded interesting.
Sounds very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
We just want one question.
Okay.
We can put rules and parameters on it, one question. All you get to do is ask each person one question. All
right.
But we're going to do it. So, you know.
We'll I already just got sick.
Oh,
just
my
thinking.
God. Yeah. All right.
We are
I don't
also
like,
going
I don't
to
like
have
it, but I'm down.
We're also going to have a spelling bee with Peaches and Danny.
No, we're not.
Yes, you
not.
Are.
We're not doing a spelling bee.
Come on, Danny. We're so smart.
No, we're doing low IQ haiku.
No.
We're
going to
spelling bee.
I'm
going
to fail at spelling bee.
And you know what's funny
bee.
Is we could call it the stoner spelling bee because they'll just be spelling like stoners. All right. Well, we've got to wrap this up,
my
kids.
Doorbell's ringing right now.
Oh, it is?
No.
Oh. I was like, really? I've got to go get some food for these people.
Yes, you do.
But it's been another great podcast. Hey, with 4 of us, we carried it off.
Yeah.
Woo.
What up?
Space Boy even talked.
Really?
Yes, he did. I'm so proud of you, Space Boy.
Remix.
Wicca. So anyway, so next show in 3 weeks is the 3-hour show, folks. Get ready, because we're gonna be crazy.
We love Sam.
Yes. Great way to end the show.
Yes.
Worst song ever.
Petite feet.
Danny is a homo. He likes nothing.
He has no pegs.
He
is gay.
When he's walking in the room. Now this is what a man sounds like when he walks.
Danny is a homo.
Danny is a homo.
Homo, homo, homo. Danny is a homo. Nobody likes him. Woo! All right. Well, thank you for joining the P1 podcast.
I love Danny's boobs.
I love my boobs, too. Please join us next week for episode 15, the 3-hour show.
Next week.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I don't even know.
Stoner over here.
Shut your face, ass. All right.
And wrap it up.
She needs some Gawurka burger.
Wrap it up now.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Lock it up. You lock it up.
We need the wrap
you
it up
lock
box.
It up,
where's the wrap it up music? Because I can't take this anymore. Space Boy's like, what?
He doesn't get it.
I thought we were still going. Danny, check your PMs.
Oh, did someone say hit it?
Oh, it's a going away music. Listen, P1s, let me just tell you something. I love you. I'm going to have some of your babies. And maybe get an STD from you. I love you. So have a great week. Have a good week. Big announcement on the Mikey Show on Monday. Please visit p1site.com and mikeyshow.com for all the needs of a P1. Love you guys. We are Audi 5000G.
Peace. Woo.